get ready to be bowled over by upgrades to the local alley. Midtown Bowl has fully reopened to the public after being closed for 7 weeks for renovations this summer. In that time, the computer system has been overhauled, new lights were added, lanes have been improved, they've installed new flooring and the bathrooms were updated. It's been a huge investment for owners Nat and Clint Berry. They secured $260,000 from an anonymous industry partner for the new computer system and added their own $75,000 for the other improvements. They aren't quite done yet. We're looking, it's not 100% written in stone yet, but we're trying to bring in axe throwing in this area right here, said Clint, indicating the space behind the cache where arcade games used to be. With more than a dozen themes, the new computer system gives players more options. Before you would come, you would bowl, the screen would stay the same and it was a little cartoony, Nat explained. Now, people can choose a birthday theme, ocean, fairy tale, sports and more. There are also mini-games that allow players to build a monster or character, or compete in other fun ways against each other. People can also message between lanes and the avatars used when you're bowling can be personalized with selfies taken at the monitor at the start of the game. It's all cool. When we were training, it was a lot of, oh my god, said Nat. Players can also jump between themes while playing without it affecting their game. Especially your first time, I encourage just checking it out, she said. The first time people stop by, a staff member will run through the system at the lane to show them how it works. The games are available for hourly lane rentals. The cost for an hour right now is $50, which allows for up to 6 people and includes shoe rentals and taxes. 6 of the 20 lanes are equipped with bumpers now as well. The bumpers make it's not cheating, but it's more encouraging for the little kids. We have ramps, but all a ramp does is you put the ball on the ramp and you push. You're not bowling. So some of the adults are even liking the bumpers, but you have to hit the bumper one time for your points to count, said Nat. A lot of people don't like not being good. There's no shame in taking some of the lanes with bumpers, they've already been asked for. It just makes it a little more fun. With the new system, the lanes can also be programmed so that the bumpers automatically go up for people that want to use them and go down for players not using them. Because the new feature has been popular so far, Nat said they want to add more next summer. The 5-pin bowling alley on Algonquin Boulevard West was last upgraded back in 2019 to mark the Berry's 25th anniversary. With an aging computer system that was 24 years old and running on Windows NT, in December she wrote a 12-page proposal to the company that gave the donation. When they got the phone call that the funding was approved, Nat admits she did the ugly cry. It's life-changing for us, life-changing for the city of Timmins and everybody coming to play. It's just awesome to be able to offer that to everyone, she said. To pay it forward, the bulk of the old computer system and old benches were donated to Georgian Lanes in Parry Sound. A few of the parts for the computer system were also donated to a bowling alley in Hanmer. The renovation started in early June. The bowling alley reopened for a couple of weeks in July before closing again to allow for the epoxy floors to be installed. Midtown Bowl fully reopened last Friday, August 12. So far, people are loving the changes and returning to play again. Since COVID restrictions were lifted, Nat said bowling has been on the rise locally and across Canada. Our league registrations are coming up in a couple of weeks, which is the staple of the guaranteed income for 30 weeks, she said. A grand reopening is planned for Friday, August 26 from noon to 8 p.m. There will be hourly prizes and a live draw with prizes donated from local businesses around 8 p.m. The ribbon cutting is at 4:30 p.m. For more details or to register for leagues, call 705-267-3500 or email midtownbowl@persona.ca. This story was originally published on Timmins Today on August 15, 2022.